Number 32. Exercise 48. Listen to the text, the reader of books, and try to read it in the same manner.
The reader of books. After R. Dahl. Matilda's brother, Michael, was a perfectly normal boy, but his sister was something to make your eyes pop. By the age of 1 and a half, her speech was perfect, and she knew as many words as most grown-ups. The parents, instead of applauding her, called her a noisy chatterbox and told her angrily that small girls should be seen and not heard. By the time she was 3, Matilda had taught herself to read by studying newspapers and magazines that lay around the house. At the age of 4, she could read fast and well. The only book in the whole of this educated household was something called Easy Cooking, belonging to her mother. And when she had read this from cover to cover and had learned all the recipes by heart, she decided she wanted something more interesting. "Daddy," she said, "do you think you could buy me a book?" "A book?" he said. "What's wrong with the telly, for heaven's sake? We've got a lovely telly, and now you come asking for a book. You're getting spoiled, my girl." Nearly every weekday afternoon, Matilda was left alone in the house. So, on the afternoon of the day when her father had refused to buy her a book, Matilda decided to walk to the public library in the village all by herself. When she arrived, she introduced herself to the librarian, Mrs. Phelps. She asked if she could sit for a while and read a book. Mrs. Phelps was taken aback when she saw that such a tiny girl had arrived at the library without a parent, but told her she was very welcome. "Where are the children's books, please?" Matilda asked. "They're over there, on those lower shelves," Mrs. Phelps told her. "Would you like me to help you find a nice one with lots of pictures in it?" "No, thank you," Matilda said. "I'm sure I can manage." From then on, every afternoon, Matilda came to the library. The walk took her only 10 minutes, and this allowed her 2 wonderful hours in the library, where she sat quietly by herself in a cosy corner, devouring one book after another. When she had read all children's books in the place, she started searching for something else. Mrs. Phelps, who had been watching her with fascination for the past few weeks, now got up from her desk and went over to her. "Can I help you, Matilda?" she asked. "I'm wondering what to read next," Matilda said. "I've finished all the children's books." "You mean you've looked at the pictures?" "Yes, but I've read the books as well." "I thought some were very poor," Matilda said, "but others were lovely. I liked The Secret Garden best of all. It was full of mystery. The mystery of the room behind the closed door and the mystery of the garden behind the big wall." Mrs. Phelps was taken aback, but she did not show it. "What sort of book would you like to read next?" she asked. Matilda said, "I would like a really good one that grown-ups read, a famous one. I don't know any names." Mrs. Phelps looked along the shelves, taking her time. She didn't quite know what to bring out. How, she asked herself, does one choose a famous grown-up book for a 4-year-old girl? Her first thought was to pick a young teenager's romance of the kind that is written for 15-year-old schoolgirls. But for some reason, she walked past that particular shelf. "Try this," she said at last. "It's very famous and very good. If it is too long for you, just let me know and I'll find something shorter and a bit easier." "Great Expectations," Matilda read, by Charles Dickens. I'd love to try it. Over the next few afternoons, Matilda sat reading in the big armchair at the far end of the room with a book on her lap. She was totally absorbed in the wonderful adventures of Pip and old Miss Havisham and her house, and spell of magic that Dickens, the great storyteller, had created with his words.